What's good, everyone, and welcome to numero 4 of Perspective Views, where today we have our second guest. As you guys can see, this is kind of like a series now with a good old friend with us. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Alex Palmer, one of these guys' friends, and I'm here to join the podcast.
Yeah, yep. Harry. He goes to school with us. Very interesting kid, I guess, to say the least. And he has a new hairstyle every other week.
It's super grown out by now.
Yeah.
Anyways, have you got a haircut yet?
Nah.
I haven't.
Are you serious, dude? I've had two.
I've had none. I was going to get a haircut the day after quarantine started. So I haven't gotten a chance to get it yet.
Oh, that sucks. Dude, no, you need to go to those barbershops that are still doing them. A lot of them just...
Bro, I have a whole bush on top of my head.
Yeah, dude, same.
You've always had a bush on top of your head, Evan. Don't act like...
Wait, what?
You just get a fade and that's it. Bro, me, bro, literally my hair has been the same since day one.
Yeah, his kindergarten pictures look like a mini version of him. Nothing's changed.
With that afro on your neck?
Dude, I used to get,
I got that when I was 4, so.
I used to get, like, military haircuts. Like, I would shave my head, like, really short. And then 6th grade came around, and I stopped doing that.
Smart decision.
One of the years, I looked like Justin Timberlake with my hair.
Oh, Jesus. That's not good.
I don't remember why or how. All I remember was I bleached, like, stripes into my hair. So, like, half my hair was blonde or something like that. I don't remember. All I remember in 5th grade was that I wanted to dye my hair. My mom's like, hey, my neighbor knows how to bleach hair. Why don't we do that? I'm like, okay, sure. I want color. And then it turned into me looking like Justin Timberlake.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing for you? I can't tell.
Either or. As it grew out, it just kind of stayed in my hair for about a year.
Oh, damn. All right.
And then I fully bleached my hair to, what's called dye.
I wonder what Yoel looks like with dye.
What's dye his head pink?
If my hair was pink...
Have you ever dyed your hair?
No, bro. Nah, bro. I feel like dyeing my hair is just like... You know how the thing I hate that whenever I take a haircut... Since, like, the lady always makes my forehead much bigger, like, right now, it looks aight. It's not obviously small, but it's much better than when I take a haircut. Because, you know, whenever I take a haircut or something, like, I like feeling the, you know, fresh hair. But the problem with it is that the next day when I go to school, that's the worst feeling. Because everyone says,
I know, yeah.
I mean, you know how many years people have said I have a big forehead? Actually, now that I think of it, it's probably, like, 5th, 6th grade started. But I don't really care, to be honest. I still don't care, because I just mean myself every time I do streaks of it. So, yeah. Yep. Anyways. So, I guess for today's episode, the first segment would be about introducing Alex into this episode. And many stories, like, I guess, like this. Where, hopefully, it will be somewhat interesting and give us a little bit of a... laugh. So, Alex, how old are you?
13, still one of the youngest.
Wait, what? Yes.
What? No way. Really?
Yeah, my birthday's July 31st, 2006, so I'm still only 13.
Oh, okay, you're still older than Dominic and Chin, so you're good.
Yeah, no, I'm still older than Dominic. Trust me, I flex on him about that all the time.
Wow.
But,
anyways,
like, you know.
Within those 13 years, tell us any interesting stories.
I've been dropped on my head twice.
All of that. Don't remember that.
And with all the, like, reckless stuff I do, surprisingly, I have never broken a bone, technically.
Oh, technically.
Unless you count my tooth, which got chipped in half. I can tell a story about that, yeah.
Yeah, sure, go for that one.
So you know how I dated Zoe for, like, a year and a half or something?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I went over to her house once, and so her siblings, her sister and her brother, we were playing, they were both into baseball, so we were hanging out in the garage, like, tossing, like, plastic wiffle balls to each other while hitting it with, like, a baseball bat or something. And so, her little brother, he was swinging a bat, and so I saw one of the balls go behind him, like behind a shelf. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna grab that so we don't lose it, because we couldn't lose any of them. I grabbed the ball, and right as I turn around, like turn my head, the baseball bat, he accidentally releases it like way too late, so he swings it back and hits me straight in the tooth with it. And so like it went straight into my face out of nowhere. And so after that, I was laying on the floor. My mouth was bleeding. I busted my lip, chipped my tooth in half. I saw it fall on the floor. And there's still photos of that. But yeah.
Was it you?
Probably yeah, don't care. I had to use like cotton balls to soak up all the blood coming from my mouth. And I had to go to the dentist after. And so I found out that I had to get a crown for my tooth, which like the metal filling type thing. So like just puts it over. Yeah. During the dentist, it was the worst experience I've had. So, my biggest fear, something I can't stand, needles. Not at all.
Really?
If you mention or show me needles at all, I will have, like, a full-on, like, nervous breakdown, I guess.
I'm not surprised.
And so, I had to get numbing shots for my mouth. So, what they did was they get these, like, ultra-fine needles that hurt, like, it felt like a bee sting inside my mouth. And so they had to leave them there for like not five minutes, that was over exaggeration, for like 15, 20, 25 seconds. And so they had to put it in the roof of my mouth, like right under my nose slightly. And that hurt a lot more than I thought it would. And I had to get 7 shots for, I think, 3 days straight. And they had to like file down my tooth and all that. One of the days I had to go back, this was back in 7th grade, so 4th period I had Excel math. And so I went back, and people said I looked like a hot air balloon that got caught. It's where at least like my mouth did. And so after that, I've had the fake tooth. So that's technically the only bone I've ever broken. If you count.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Unless you count the fact that I got dropped on my head, which I still don't really know about.
How about the basketball?
Didn't that break your skull?
Yeah.
I actually don't know. All I heard was I've been dropped on my head, and that's all the context I got. I've asked about it, and then my mom told me the story, and then instantly forgot it. So I don't know the story. Near does she. No one remembers. All I know is that I've been dropped on my head.
Hmm.
When I was like two.
Wow. So
yeah.
So Alice, I've always wondered. I feel like you. I feel like you're the type of person, like, I know you're like Tristan, but not Thanos looking like, because, like, I feel like you've done a lot of also really dumb things.
We're talking about.
And, like, well, I know, like, Tristan has, like, in previous episodes, we said how, like, you know, in the injuries and mayhem, how, like, yeah, he had these bruises and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I didn't tell you what happened.
For Alex, I feel like it's somewhat similar, but it's not as gruesome. So I feel like you're hiding something away from us, bro.
The only thing that I do is, like, particularly like that, or now, really, is, well, like, besides sports, is I like to do free running, which is, like, it's basically just parkour, but, you know, more, like, straightforward, I guess. Well, they're literally the same thing. So, I do that, but I've been doing it for years, so I know, like, different ways to not hurt myself. I don't do it too often, because I don't really have anywhere to go except, like, the roofs of the school, which is pretty easy to.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, exactly. And then, more things with the roof of the school is I've gone on it a lot this year, and I have jumped off it almost every single time, and I've fallen on my face, like, a couple of times, which is pretty fucking
smart.
Fun.
Smart.
Wait, why, like, why did he go up?
Do you guys know how to land?
No, I know how to land, just most of the, like, because, what's it called, I tripped after. Like, there was, like, a pebble or rock under my foot, and I didn't know about it, so I, like, fell on my face one of the times. The other time, I just slipped in dirt or something. But, yeah, most of the time, I landed on my feet or, like, did a roll after, you know, the way you're technically supposed to. But most of the time, the reason I had to go up there was to either grab a ball during, like, lunch or something, because I was able to get on the roof really fast, or, what's called, after school, I would hang out with a couple of friends, and I had to get on the roof to, like, grab my volleyball or something that I just used after school. So it was mainly because that volleyball I had half, whatever.
I feel like Dominic has said how, like, you guys have gone to the mall and stuff. I'm pretty sure I don't want to spoil it for him because Maybe he wanted me to tell. He might tell me that another day. But like, have you like gone? I feel like most kids in our school, they go to the mall like every other weekend, like maybe even every weekend to be honest. And like, I always wonder what they do. So like, have you ever done anything like that or not?
Yeah, I've gone to the mall with like my friends that are girls a lot because just to like hang out and stuff. And also for the fact that they have boba tea there, so that's one of the main reasons I go. But in a nutshell, all it is them going around the mall, going to random shops, and then most of the time they go into like the girl oriented shops, like Victoria's Secret and stuff like that. So I just sit outside in those, play on my phone.
And I always see like those memes. I say like those type of people that go in there. They're like that one person who actually cares about it. There's other people just stand outside. Like I feel like it's
just like my mom when I go to the mall with her.
So most of the time I'll be there with like two or three people, including me. So they'll go into there and I'll just be alone outside while they're just looking at me from inside there, laughing at me, being like, "Heh, stupid." And so I would just be sitting there, and I either that or I go get like a drink or food or something, because the one at the mall closest to me has the boba tea right next to it, so most of the time I go there when they go inside it. But they go to like those shops like thinking about their future, like they go into baby shops, wedding shops. I was like, the only places care about
wedding shops.
Yeah, like getting married.
But we're not explaining. We're not gonna go into that, please.
The only places I really like to go is Hot Topic GameStop and Spencer's for Pocky, or like just like random stuff like that, like sweatshirts, hats, whatever, and the food court. And that's pretty much all I go to at the mall.
Yeah, the food court. Yep.
It's like,
bro, I feel like food courts are getting so much work, bro. Like, I feel like it depends where you go to, but I feel like every single mall is like getting worse at food courts, if I'm being honest.
Really?
I feel like
the only one.
Yeah, bro. Tristan, we're not talking about Subway, okay? Honestly, bro. Bro, like I've seen Subway. I've seen Subways in malls, and I'm like, I feel like yeah, it's a good place, but I always think of Subway as being like just like right next to your house or something.
Oh
not,
yeah.
Like,
no, dude, it's awesome.
The only, the main place I disagree with is the fact that they're adding a Cinnabon. So,
wait, didn't they already did? Yeah, they already
added
a Cinnabon.
Yeah, I think they did. I just haven't.
Yeah, they already
in forever.
Did. It's really overpriced though.
It used to be like wiener on a stick or something.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the, that doesn't make any sense, bro.
They so they changed it from a place about like hot dogs and stuff to Cinnabon. So, you know.
Yeah.
And also,
anyways,
if there's boba,
I think, boba, bro, that's the biggest trend. I mean, one of them, I guess. There's boba.
Yeah, and I'm like a big boba drinker, so in the future, I'm probably gonna get that every day.
What is boba?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I've tried that before, yeah.
Yeah, so it's.
No, they have really good drinks.
Yeah.
Have you tried the, it was like a mango drink with strawberry, I guess? I don't know.
Is it literally just like Jamba Juice, or is it like.
It's, no,
it's boba way better than Jamba Juice.
It's basically like different types of tea, like there's Thai milk tea or house green tea or something like that, and they put these boba pearl things, tropica pearls, whatever you want to call them,
the balls, right?
Yeah, and they're like kind, I think they're made out of like soy or something, I completely forgot what they're made of, but they're like just big ball things, and you could get them in different flavors, which like, you know, create different flavors in the drink. And
yeah, I drank one in Portland like last year.
Yeah, no, those are definitely my favorite drinks, for sure. Right.
Nah, man, Dutch Bros all the way. Even though it's overpriced.
I'm gonna stop it. You know, just because Tristan said that,
bro,
I think we should have a sponsorship.
Coffee was worth like 40 cents, and then they're selling it for $7.
I know.
Okay, guys, sponsorship segment.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Bro, Dutch Bros sucks.
Oh my god. Hey, oh, do you know how good the caramelizer? Have you ever tried the caramelizer? Oh my god, it's heaven.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, go to the sponsorship segment.
Alright, yellow time.
Yeah, sponsorship segment. Thank you, Anchor, as always, and BRB.
Okay.
Thank you, Anchor, again, for sponsoring this podcast, and we'll continue on with what we've been doing in this quarantino. As it's been really boring, I guess we've also done some really parentheses cool stuff. and we'll be discussing what have we been doing. So, as our guest, ladies first, you should go, Alex.
I guess. Yeah. One of the things I've started to get into is, well, I'm trying to prominently get into this now, but speedrunning. And yeah, so the first game I started to do it for was Cluster Truck, the game where you like run on top of different trucks to like try to get to the end of the level.
Yeah, I'm a god of that game.
Yeah, so I was able, I think, I don't remember how fast I got, but it was like 45 minutes or something. I wasn't really good at that, and I couldn't find like, you know, video showing you like how to do this trick or something like that. Because there's the portable truck boost trick, which is really hard to learn. But it's pretty easy on like certain levels, but in like high tier speedrunning, not at all. And then, so I got another game called Celeste. And one of those platformers where it's like, the levels are supposed to be really hard, but it has like quick respawn and all that. And it's a game specifically like made for speedrunning for the community. And so that's when I started to get into speedrunning that game. And once I saw like the entire community, I joined the Discord for that game with speedrunning. I started to get into it. I watched like the tutorial videos, only really the first two levels. I was 7, but you know. And so I started to do any percent runs, which is just finish the game as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. And the best part about that game is there's not really any glitches. It's all just movement, so that's why I started to speedrun it. So far, I've done 2 runs, and my PB is an hour 37.
Oh my god.
So I'm still in the like 1400s right now. The world record is the first sub 27, so it's 26:57 for the world record. So I still have to shave off an hour, but I haven't learned like any of the difficult tricks. I'm really just playing the game like as fast as possible without trying to die up too much. And
so pretty much you've been playing video games in quarantine?
That's all I've really done. I've just been on the computer 24/7. Even with homework, all I did was, or even with the Zoom calls, it would just be me on a call with a couple of friends, and then we just like play games while on the call, and I'd just leave for the credit. So that's all I really did. And I started, like, I streamed for like 1 day, I think, and I didn't have anything except like Daryl make fun of me or something. And so
what's Ryan called? Makes fun of everyone.
So what's called? I remember I was recording one of my speedruns the other day, and I was doing a lot better than my personal best, so I was down like 10 minutes or something. And then the second to last level, I think, the OBS was like, "You're out of storage," and then just completely stopped the recording. And I didn't have any editing software, and also that'd be considered splicing if I did that, so I completely had to throw out that run. Just because I ran out of space on that.
That's
just contact Tristan, he knows how to edit.
But I had to throw that away because I couldn't get caught like splicing. Especially when at this low level.
Yeah.
That's pretty, to be fair, like, I always see Alex on Discord, so basically he's always just on the computer. And obviously there's nothing else to do really, so I don't really blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other
Tristan
thing
can relate, he always plays video games just like him.
Yeah. The only other thing I've really done was like ride my longboard around where I live, and that's about it. I haven't really done much else besides play games all day.
Of course.
Have you hung out with friends or just no because quarantine?
I've hung out with a couple of friends, like, just couple of times.
Yeah.
On Monday, I'm gonna go to Folsom Lake with Daryl and his brother, though.
Oh, nice.
Nice. I already went there.
We were gonna bring Dominic, but he couldn't make it.
Abraham doesn't, like, honestly, like, I shouldn't say anything. I shouldn't spoil anything. You know, Abraham, you should say what you've been doing in quarantine.
Oh. Wait, okay, so so pretty much, like, at first in the quarantine, I pretty much just played video games because I'm sick and tired of school, and I was pretty happy at that time because school ended, pretty much.
Yeah.
But then I changed my mind. I kind of really hated online school because you can't really ask questions to teachers directly, It takes a while to.
It's called Google. It's called Google, Ibrahim. You look it up.
Bro, Google is
Oh my. Google doesn't help with everything.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Does. No, sometimes. No.
To give an example when it doesn't.
Some math. No.
Exactly.
There's a lot. Okay. No,
yeah,
shut up.
No,
okay.
I hate online school also. So.
I love online school. Yeah, it's so easy.
Okay, yeah, whatever. That's why you get F's.
I got all A's, baby.
Nah.
Stop the cap.
Other
bro.
Than O math, I have a B in math. Shut up.
No, you mean an F? Okay.
But
yeah.
She's not even doing letter grades anymore for my class.
It's all for us.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, yeah, we're all in the same math. Hold on.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, other than online school, I just pretty much. What do I do? I didn't really do that much. I just took a lot of naps because I'm hella lazy. I tried doing like physical education. I don't do that much.
I basically just lied for that entire thing. I just filled out like, oh, I did this day for like 45 minutes, and then, oh, cool, I'm done.
Trust me, you're not the only one. You're not the only one.
Yeah.
I actually, okay, you may think I'm lying, but like in the beginning, since I was still adjusting to the new things, and I mean, for the first part, when we had the papers, when our PE teacher gave us the papers to like fill it out, because at the time, they said that we're gonna come back, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. at the time, I was lying with those papers, cause really, I really wasn't. I mean, actually, I did probably 2 weeks like correctly. I would work out. Quotation marks work out. I wouldn't really work out as good as the paper tells me to, but I try to do some, and then I stopped doing it. And then with what we're doing now online, like I've been doing, I did like maybe the last 2 weeks probably. But before that, yeah, I was just, cause like some before, like there's now since school's about to end, right? So like it's kind of, the work is kind of dying out now.
Yeah.
So, but beforehand, yep. I remember I would do like close to 4 hours, three hours of homework at the time. And like, I would be so exhausted after homework. So I literally just did, I didn't do the
PhD. How do you get exhausted from homework? Like mentally?
It gets, it's just boring.
No, I have the same thing. Like, I just focus too much, and then, like...
Because, I'm pretty sweaty. Like, whenever I do homework, if I want to finish everything I have right now, I could go sweaty and then do it all.
I should finish the book report thing I have to do, but I'm probably going to procrastinate till the last day.
Oh, you haven't done that yet?
No.
You have... You're saying that you already did it?
Yeah, I did it on the first day she gave it. It took me, like, an hour, and I was done.
Yeah, Dominic did the same, but I'm like... Screw it, I don't want to do it. I just want to play games.
We don't even have that many assignments in this week.
Oh yeah, no, I'm already done with everything.
No, since next week,
I only have the book report and that's it.
Yeah, same here.
And science, so yeah.
Wait, we have science?
The only big advantage of quarantine is that we already skipped CASP testing.
Yeah, that was the best part about it.
Yep. I hate CASP testing. Yeah. That kills me, dude. You don't know how boring it is for me. Like, I'm bored in normal class. I don't know how I survived CASP.
I'm normally one of the first ones to finish it, so all I do is just kind of sit.
Thing is,
I remember you said Alex sat next to me.
Oh yeah,
the math testing. Dude, he would like touch my, since he was like the first one of the first people to be done. He would like touch my back of my head with like a pencil or something. And like this kid, like he was that boy, bro. He literally like he would smack his forehead on the desk.
Okay, let me evaluate on that. So I was in the back of the class, and Yoel was sitting in front of me. And so I had finished, and the person to my right, she was still doing the test, and like she was stressing out and everything. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna mess around with her. Yoel is smart; I can mess around with him. And so, so I could tell Yoel was again like stressed out because he was like speeding through the test. So I was like, okay. I grabbed my pencil, and every couple of minutes, I would just poke in the back of the head. He turned around, and I just act like I was drawing. And then he would turn back around. I'd do it over and over. It got to a point where after a test, you just kind of stared at me for like a minute, and then just turned back around.
Yeah. Funny.
And then I remember after a test, I was like all hyped up, because if I stand still for too long, or like sit still, whatever, if I get bored after that, I'll be like really hyped up. Like, I'll have a ton of energy. So after that, I got bored and I started slamming my head on the desk again, which I've done for about 3 years now, like as a joke.
Didn't you have to get a book with you after you're done with tests?
Yeah, I hate reading though. So all I did was bring in a book, act like I was reading it, but I actually had my phone and just, well, oh I just God. Played on my phone for like an hour.
Dude, no, I just stare at the page and just think about crap. I don't even read it.
You don't even think about anything. You're just sleeping.
Yeah, just, like, just passes out. Remember,
bro, we're going off topic, bro. We need to go back to our quarantine.
Stories, bro. That was a good conversation.
Why
are
you ruining it, bro? Thank you.
I remember.
No, he didn't actually. I gotta continue. So, okay. Other than all that, yep. I just went to like the end. Okay, go.
I was gonna say, I remember on the second day of CASP testing, I know this off topic, but I remember on the second day of CASP testing, Tristan walks into the room, passes out immediately as he sits in his desk.
I don't remember.
That. In math, you walk to your desk and
oh my god, I hated math. That was the worst one.
The English one was just boring, also. Like, it wasn't hard, it was just boring.
No, the math is the worst because I actually have to think. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Wow, just kidding.
You even decided to be a TA.
Half the time I just guessed.
That's how I got a free period.
Leadership, all it is in a nutshell, really, is just kind of screwing around. Like,
yeah, bro.
Our class president, should I give her a nickname?
Yeah,
let's say president.
Okay.
The class president, I'm vice president and she's class president for leadership or school president, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And so she decided to start doing a thing called the leadership office. So it was a parody of The Office that she was gonna like edit, record, and she started an Instagram account for it. And we had to delete the account because our leadership teacher, he was mad saying like we can't post it, we can't show it goes on in here for like privacy reasons or something. And the fact that he thought she was making it only for us to watch at the end of the year when she originally just wanted to post it. But the first episode, I helped like film and all that, and we actually had pretty funny moments in it.
It was funny, bro. That was funny. Yeah. I was crying.
Dominic's part was my favorite. They had fake books that were like hollow on the inside, and they were like made out of like a weird plastic type thing. Or like leather and stuff. So what it was we put candy in there with like pens and other like notebooks and stuff like that for the English teachers. And so they create a fake book stand with like, so it was cardboard that was painted purely black, and so they were putting the books on it. Dominic had all the books, and what he did was he grabbed the entire stack and tried to put all of them on the bookshelf thing at once, and they all just fall over.
And I don't know what
I
he
remember
was
I was filming that, was that specifically. I saw Dominic pick up the books. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna record this in the hope something goes for the video. Dominic picks them up, drops them on the floor.
Dude, and the disappointment on his face, that killed me so
much.
What's
the best
part
about it? And so we had like other parts with it. We had fake interviews and stuff like that. Like we didn't say what to say. We just kind of like made it sound like jokes. Had dramatic zoom ins on different parts, so like it looked like an episode of The Office, but for leadership. And that crashed really quickly, and the president got really mad over that. And I remember having to listen to a rant for a while, but. I'll have to admit, the first episode was actually really funny.
Nope.
We never got to the second one because the teacher took it down within the first episode.
I mean, it makes sense why he did, but still.
Yeah, we wanted to continue it, but we couldn't. Oh, and then there's the leadership class versus the drama class. It wasn't anything big. But it was like every day on the whiteboards because drama was first period, leadership was sixth period. So what they would do is drama would write on the whiteboards like drama is better than leadership, and then leadership started drawing leadership is better than drama on the whiteboards.
Oh yeah,
because
okay.
Yeah, and so it got to the point where it started getting, like, more and more, like, intense between the classes. Like, we never had a full-out, like, let's have a drama versus leadership, like, rally type thing. Which, honestly, sounds like it would be fun. But, so we weren't gonna do that. What it turned out to be was every day there'd be something saying, like, drama is better than leadership, or, and then we'd return with leadership is better than drama. And, like, it went from, like, covering different things with sticky notes saying drama, and, like, the whiteboards mainly were just, like, filled with, like, drama or stuff like that. And half the time, the whiteboards, all they really had on it was Instagram plugs for random people. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, most of the time, we just kind of got rid of those, and then, what's called, just wrote, like, random stuff on it, or drawings and stuff. So, that's all we really did with the whiteboards in that class. Either that, or the fact that I accidentally drank, whiteboard cleaner.
You know what, we're not even in
yeah,
okay, yeah, okay, yeah, no, thank story.
You. Okay,
let's just,
so,
let's just get back to the quarantine.
Before we end this off, yeah, I'd like to actually finish this segment. So, for me, on the other hand, it's really basic. It's like basically Alex is in Arbor. So I've just been sleeping, been watching Netflix on YouTube. I've been shout out Tristan's YouTube channel.
Hold up, I never heard of this.
And also, whatever. Anyways, I've eating, sleeping. I got a freaking bird.
he got all the advice from me.
I'm big chilling with him right now, and he's been really quiet for this episode, so thank Lord. And anyways,
it's a parakeet,
I remember what's called, speaking of YouTube channels, Tim, what's called, like, you know, the
we're not gonna give any plugs.
Yeah,
bro.
I know. No, I'm just saying, it's us, he has one of the best videos I've ever watched, where he just reads the Sonic X theme song in the saddest tone of voice, where he just, like, he sounds like he wants to die with sad music in the background, and half of it is just saying go 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 go, so he's just saying they're all
wait,
sad.
Was it
go,
was it
go,
Tim
go.
From Math?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He
oh.
has his own YouTube channel.
Yo, hold on. What's the YouTube channel name?
Nah, we're not getting any plugs unless if you pay us. Yeah, we are small podcasts. We need money to be.
Alright, Tristan, I'll send it to you.
Well, yeah, we skipped Tristan, by the way. He should tell us what
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, I know. He's last. I'm still going, guys.
Oh,
so,
still going? Okay.
Eating, sleeping, homework, playing some games, obviously. Netflix, YouTube. I just said that twice. I got the bird, said that twice. And it's been really hot, too, outside. So I've been staying inside, and basically now I'm just, I mean, hey, school's about to end, so next week, so basically after June 5th, probably gonna do completely nothing, because I'm pretty sure summer's gonna be canceled this year. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Great news. And that goes with school, probably freshman year is gonna be canceled as well.
Hopefully
so.
Not.
We'll
I've been
that...
wanting to go high school forever, so... But,
yeah.
Dude, one of the main things I've been wanting to do over this, like, quarantine is go to a water park. That's the main thing. I've just been wanting to go
to
a water
park. Did you know Sunsplash made a new ride?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, and I saw them building it.
Yeah, it's called the Zoom Ride.
Yeah,
I saw the
I was about to say, didn't you see the blueprints for it? I remember you telling me that story. I don't remember why. All I remember was I passed Sunsplash, and then I remembered you told me about it.
And now... unenthusiastic reading of the Sonic.
Oh my god. Oh wait, who opened that?
Go, 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 go.
What is this? What is this?
Just like that was the video I was talking about. The
unenthusiastic.
It's my favorite thing.
Tristan,
it's your turn. Tell us what you did.
Oh. What was that?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Oh, you know, I've been big chilling, as Yoel says. And that's about it. That's literally all I've been doing.
Well, he's been sitting in his chair and...
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you practice for football?
Yeah, I have conditioning, but that's not, like, interesting.
Do you have any stories?
I don't think you're gonna even do football. What's
Wait, any stories?
Well, honestly... No.
I've had homeless people walk up to me, you know?
Oh, I was gonna say, do you have any stories about Cohen?
Oh, Cohen. Nah, he's not interesting.
Oh.
Nah, bro, we're done.
Yeah,
bro.
Totally.
Okay, guys. Thank you guys for watching this podcast number 4.
Why do I hear a fire alarm?
Always shout out to Anchor, the greatest podcast creation studio there is. And see you for the next episode.
See ya.